Today at Kwaadinam, September 23rd, it's a beautiful sunny day. And yesterday, we had a havan, beautiful homa, in the Kadaval Hindu temple. All the devotees who live on the island came. They were all there. The youngest was about 6 years old. And we invoked Lord Hanuman. The Karayaravan temple to the garden island of Kauai. Only he is the strongest god. Closest to the physical plane who can do this momentous task. We had some beautiful visitors too. Mr. and Mrs. Krishnaswamy and family. 16 years they've been lifetime subscribers to Hinduism Today and read every word. A great compliment. They said, this is better than the National Geographic. I thought that was really wonderful. There's nothing like it, they said. Full of praise. Well, we have to take praise and blame equally. One follows the other, and then the next one follows the other. And that's the life in this Boo Loka. Boo is kind of scary, but it is a word, Boo Loka. Why do they call it that? Every day, including today, talked from 12 to 12:30 with the young men here at Kwaadinam. Young men means they are 17, 18, 19 years of age. And they're here for 6 months. And during those 6 months, they learn art, Saivat Marta Puja. They learn about the Vedas, the Yajurveda, and the other three, Rig and all. And they get a good foundation for their future. And their future will be one of two ways. Now, these are young men who are born in Saivasadana Church. Held them in my arms when they were babies, and now they're much too big for that. They will make up their mind months after they leave, after 6 months being here, as to which of the two paths they will follow, either that of the householder or that of the sannyasi. Most choose the householder path, and we arrange a nice marriage for them with girls who are also born within Saivasadana Church. How does this happen? Well, in 1999, we celebrate for an entire year our 50th anniversary, 50 years, of bringing the best of the East to the West, and of course, the best of that is culture and art and music and song and dance. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my little song. I'm not really very good at singing, but I have been practicing. I'll be seeing you. It's a theme song now. But before we do this theme song, let's talk about something that you can do to make a difference in your community. You can smile. That's one thing you can do. Keep a smile on your face. You can show appreciation and say thank you for every little thing that comes your way. Show appreciation. That makes the other person feel good. Now, of course, philosophically, you know that everything that comes your way, good and bad, is because you put that into motion in a past life. And there's one language in India that has no word for thank you. Everybody assumes that they are getting back what they at one time or another gave out. But this is today. This is Hinduism today. We have to show appreciation. We have to be grateful to make the pranas flow properly. We have to do that. And that's how you can make a difference. Smile, and whenever possible, say thank you. Another way you can make a difference is to give. Give little things. Just give. Be helpful. Never leave a room unless you improve that room. That's an unseen gift that will be appreciated by others who enter the room at some future time. There are many little things that you can give, physical things, and do that don't cost anything, just a little bit of extra energy. That's all it costs. And that extra energy that you put out feeds back to you, keeps you happy. That thank you feeds back to you and keeps you happy. That smile feeds back to you and keeps you happy. There's a lot of lonely people in the world today. You can make them happy. Giving and giving appreciation and smiling and having a positive affirmation in your mind that you are all right right now. I am seeing you in all our old familiar places. That this heart of ours embraces all day through. Chinai. In our cyberspace cafe. In our high-tech way. Our internet highways. Under the banyan tree. I see a reflection from the waters in the well. And if you get too far away out there, there's another guru. Vishva Guru Maharaj, that will keep you so entertained and so educated that you want to rush back home to Guru Deva. For he's the world. The world is a guru. And he teaches through the learning, through experiences of making mistakes and correcting yourself. Well, we follow Dharma. The corrections in our great scriptures are always made clear to us of how to live. So we have learned from other people's mistakes what not to do. And they made it very clear in the Tirukkural, in the Vedas, how we must live to have a happy life and a good birth next time around. So I'm looking for you. I'll find you in the morning sun. And when Shiva's moon is new, I'm looking into cyberspace right now, and I am seeing you, and that's Darshan. Our Darshan session is wonderful. We'll see you tomorrow. A big hug and a lot of love.